The idea of this website is not just to give the dry, factual guidelines of how to make accessible websites, but also to show the importance to the general public and to web producers as to what happens if their website is not accessible. And simply put, if the website is not accessible, there's a very high likelihood that 1 in 7 people living in the planet, that is about 1 billion people worldwide, will not be able to see some of the information that you put out there. And it was very important to me as a person that doesn't have any disabilities to bring the issue of inaccessibility closer to the heart of people that don't experience it on a daily basis.
So that's your goal, is to allow somebody who doesn't have a disability to understand what it's like to sit in front of a computer and not be able to access some of the information.
Right. I think this is a very good attempt, or at least a way to demonstrate some of the limitations that people with disabilities may experience if your site is not made accessible. So the first thing you come across when you enter the site is this teaser asking you, how would you feel if you couldn't see photos? And there's a very nice picture taken by a UN photographer of a child looking into the horizon. It's kind of blurry. And there's an option there to see this website without photos. And actually, once you click on that button, all the pictures disappear.
For somebody who's used to seeing pictures, this is quite shocking, actually.
Right. It's been stripped out of a very critical visual element. Now, there are accessibility guidelines and tools to make pictures accessible to people who cannot see. It's a simple tag called the Alt tag, which allows us web developers to put a full description of what's happening in the picture. So somebody that can't see the pictures can actually still, you know, get the idea of what's happening in a picture.
Once someone goes through the experience that you just walked us through, then if they're interested, they can learn about how to improve the accessibility on their website.
Right. So the first thing that people can do after going through this experience is to learn more about accessibility. Or there's a very quick link here to guidelines that can help you validate your own website. Because we thought, okay, that would be probably the first thing that people will want to see if their own websites are accessible.
If somebody realizes that their website is not accessible, is it complicated for them to make it accessible?
The ideal scenario is to plan ahead. When you make a website, you know, like everything in life, if you plan it properly, you probably have to work less when you start working. Then the degree of how long it will take to make an inaccessible site accessible depends on how inaccessible it is, right? But once again, to make a site fully accessible, it's probably best to start well from the get-go.
So I'm sure that you've tested the website perhaps on colleagues or friends. What was their reaction when they sat down and tried to go through the experience?
The reactions, you know, when you look at people's faces while they're getting stripped of the elements that they're so used to see on a website, there's usually a kind of awkward feeling. People smile, people get nervous. They can navigate all of a sudden, they can see pictures, and you can see people distressed. It's pretty much where we wanted them to be at that point, you know, to feel how bad it is to have an inaccessible site, but then to bring them back to the tools and tips that would help them make their sites accessible.